Okay. If you just like to get relaxed again, try not to fall asleep, possibly. And again, three deep belly breaths. And as you do so, just close all your eyes and just relax into that. I'd like you to visualize standing at the top of a country lane, very gentle slope down this lane with trees on one side and a dry stone wall on the other. It's a beautiful summer's day and you can see the shimmering patterns that the sun makes as it shines down through the branches and leaves of the trees. And walking down this lane, just enjoying the warmth of the day, comes to a dead end at a wall. There's a door in this wall, and you feel that you should go through this door. Going up to the door, turning the handle in the door, brushing aside some of the ivy that's there, and walking through, you find yourself in a beautiful, well-kept garden. Roses and honeysuckle growing round the wall. Beautiful flowers and the well-tended grass underfoot giving softly under your feet as you walk round. Smelling the strong scents of these flowers in the warmth of the sun. And walking past a particularly deeply coloured rose, burgundy in colour, and reaching out and holding one of the soft, silky petals between your fingers, just rubbing it gently, enjoying the texture of that. And as you walk around the garden, you can see a garden swing not too far away, with blue and yellow striped cushions on the swing that look extremely comfortable. Walking towards the swing, you sit down on that swing, feeling it gently sway backwards and forwards as the soft cushions give way underneath you and you relax back into them, feeling the warm sun on your face in this beautiful summer's day. And as you're sitting there, enjoying the gentle movement of the swing, you realize that you can move this warmth around. And moving the warmth from your face to the top of your head, on your scalp, just feeling that deeply relaxing warmth on your scalp, just easing things away as you move on down now to your forehead, easing any tension that's there away, becoming relaxed, the muscles more and more relaxed, and to that gap between your eyebrows where tension sometimes appears, just allowing the warmth to relax anything that's there. As you allow the warmth to flow down around your eyes, relaxing the tiny muscles around your eyes, and maybe being aware of small movements of your eyes behind your closed eyelids. And down towards your nose now, feeling the air as it gently moves in and out your nose as you breathe in and out. And round to your cheeks, flattening the muscles of your cheeks, just allowing them to become more relaxed, allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth, and relaxing the muscles in your jaw, maybe separating your teeth slightly, as all the muscles in your face relax and flatten out. Moving that warmth down now to your throat and neck, maybe being aware of small movements of the muscles as you swallow, and allowing any tension that's in your neck to be released as the muscles relax in that warmth. And down now to where there often is a source of tension, allowing the warmth into your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to drop as they relax, as the muscles relax there. Directing the warmth now to your upper arms, feeling them relax as it flows down into your forearms, almost feeling as if you can hold that warmth in the palms of your hands as it flows on now all the way to your fingertips. Your arms completely relaxed, maybe feeling slightly heavier now as you sit there in the gentle motion of the swing. Moving the warmth now around to your body, to your chest and abdomen, feeling the muscles relax and just being aware of their movement as you gently breathe in and out, and allowing that warmth to flow down to the large muscles of the back, easing them, gently relaxing them. Moving on down now to your hips, relaxing the muscles there, allowing them to sink into where you're sitting. Down across the tops of your thighs and letting that warmth flow down to the backs of your thighs. Muscles completely relaxed. As relaxed as loose elastic bands. As it moves on down now to your calves and your shins. Just relaxing the muscles there. As it flows around your heels to the soles of your feet and the warmth across the tops of your feet. Just completely relaxed as it flows all the way to your toes. Your whole body just relaxed now as the swing gently sways backwards and forwards. And you enjoy this relaxation as you listen to the bird song around. You allow the gentle motion of the swing, just relaxed in the warmth of this day, you see that you find relaxation an interesting thing, because as you relax, that relaxation is a natural part of the way that you think and behave. Everyone knows how to relax physically. It's interesting, people don't often think about how they relax mentally. Because when you relax physically, you also find yourself relaxing mentally. However, the opposite is also true. When you relax mentally, you may find your body relaxing more and more, even without thinking about it. Just because you think about relaxation means you can relax more and more. And as you enjoy this relaxation, you continue to relax even more deeply because you really enjoy relaxing. Because you are so relaxed, you're enjoying this natural feeling. And as a result, you relax even more deeply as you listen to the sounds of the birds in this garden, in this wonderful warm summer's day. Getting up now from that swing and walking to the edge of the garden, which has a woodland surrounding it. There's a winding path going through the wood, and you decide to follow the path, again marveling at the sunlight as it shines through the branches and leaves of the trees in the wood. The smells of the fresh countryside, walking around, twisting path, wondering what's round the next bend. As you come round that bend, the next bend, you see a still pool in front of you. Very calm place, with a tree stump at the side of the pool, just to the right height for you to sit on. and sitting down on a tree stump, enjoying the peace and calm of this place, the mirror-like calm of the pool, which is disturbed as a bright flash enters the pool, as bright as any jewel, and as the kingfisher, with its bright blue back and red front, appears back out of the water and flies back to its branch, leaving ripples behind it. As the ripples spread out, they get smaller and smaller until they disappear. They're gone and everything returns to the calm and peace of this place of the pool. Getting up and looking into the surface of the pool, looking down onto that calm, mirror-like surface, you can see your own face smiling back at you. Walking on now back to the path, following that path as the trees start to thin out, you can see a tower short way away. The sun shining on the tower gives it a warm, rosy glow. It looks very welcoming. You feel that you should go there to this tower. Walking towards the tower and up the three steps to the front door is one of those large arched doorways with big wooden nails in it and an iron ring for a handle. And putting your hand on the cool of the iron ring, you turn the handle and open the door. Walking inside is a very soothingly lit place with a lot of candles around. Some of them aromatic, well enough lit that you can see everything clearly. A soothing place with a spiral staircase going up the inside of the tower. Walking towards that staircase and putting your hand on the wooden handrail, feeling the solid wood underneath your fingers, you walk up the stairs as they spiral round. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You find yourself on a landing. There's a huge window, big circular window that looks out to the view outside, and a sofa in front of this window. Walking around the sofa and sitting down into those comfortable cushions that envelop you and looking out of the window, you can see the scene that you've just walked through. A summer scene, with the bright colours of summer, bright leaves on the trees, and good growth, wildflowers scattered in amongst the trees, and the lively movement of small animals as they go around in that scene in front of you. Such a happy looking, warm scene. Just taking in those details of the scene. Now getting up from that sofa, walking towards the staircase again, following it up again, with your hand on the handrail, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Back onto another landing. It's almost the same as the previous one, with a sofa looking out of a very large window onto the scene below. Walking around the sofa, you sit down, feeling the soft cushions envelop you. And looking out the window, it's the same scene, but the seasons have changed. It's autumn now. The trees are brilliantly coloured with golds, yellows, bronzes and reds. Stunning colours out there. The animals are still there, particularly the squirrels, preparing themselves for the next season to come. Such a peaceful scene now, with those beautiful colours in the trees of the autumn. Taking a moment or two just to take in those details, and then rising up from the sofa, going back to the staircase, putting your hand on the handrail, and walking up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On another landing. The landing is almost the same as the previous one, and walking around, sitting down on the soft sofa and looking out of the large window. The same scene again, but it's changed seasons. It's winter now, and all the angles are covered with soft, fresh white snow, looking smooth and brilliantly white as the winter sun sparkles off the snow. The occasional whump noise as snow falls off the branches and falls into the deep snow underneath. Just enjoying this scene. All the softness, all the angles changed. You can see some tracks as animals have walked across the snow. It's brilliantly white snow. Hanging on the trees, the occasional icicle dropping down from the trees. Getting up again from the sofa, walking to the staircase, hand on the handrail, and walking up the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and on to the next landing, almost identical to the previous one. Walking around and sitting on the sofa, looking out the window. The seasons have changed again. It's the same scene, but it's springtime. With all that sense of optimism and new growth that spring brings, bright greens. As the new growth comes through, the greens on the trees as the leaves are bursting through. Such a beautiful place, looking out on this with a sense of optimism and change of new growth. The animals are back again, looking completely unafraid. And as you watch, a female deer appears out of the trees, walks towards the tower and looks up at you. And as you stare back at the doe, into those deep brown eyes, the sense of peace and calm that comes from them. Just such a sense of peace and calm. The doe shuts her eyes, then opens them again and stares back into yours, with that deep sense of calm in those large brown eyes. Then she turns and walks back into the woodland as you take in the details of the fresh optimism of the springtime. Then going back to the stairway, you go down, all the way back down to the room that you first came into. The candlelit room, the beautiful light, the sense of peace and calm in this place. There's an old leather armchair, which looks very comfortable, facing a fireplace. Beautiful fireplace built of stone, which follows a chimney all the way up. And moving towards the chair, resting your fingers on the back of the chair, you feel the soft old leather give way beneath your fingers. And then moving round, sitting down in the chair, feeling that soft leather give way beneath you, and just listening to the gentle crackling of the log fire that's in the fireplace, marvelling at the colours of the flames as they gently flicker, reds and yellows, and just enjoying this place, taking in the details of the place, as you just relax, listening to the noise of the fire, gentle soothing, crackling of the fire, and the soft restfulness of this chair as you sink into it. Thinking about the different seasons that you've seen from the windows in the tower, and particularly that sense of optimism with the last one, of the bright colours, the soothing new growth. Looking around the room, taking in all the details of this room, and placing the tip of your right forefinger to the tip of your right thumb and pressing them gently together as you look round the room, taking in all the details and that feeling of calm and comfort, the sense of peace that this room gives. Just holding your right forefinger against the tip of your right thumb. Just holding all those details. And in your own time, feeling relaxed and refreshed, coming back into your room, feeling relaxed but refreshed.